A reading from Mark 4:1-9. Again Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were at the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
I like two things about this verse. First of all, it's located very specifically, and the Bible is so great at that, of putting at a very specific place on the shore. He's in a boat, and there's a crowd surrounding him, listening to him teach. And then he launches into this parable that doesn't explain itself. He talks about seeds, and then he talks in four different ways the seeds can either wither and die, or the fourth way is when they're planted in good soil, they will sprout and multiply many, many times. And if I were probably in that crowd, I'd say, "What in the world is this guy talking about?"
Right. Well, the power of it is that in Mark's recording of it, we don't get to this yet, but the disciples don't understand. And they're off talking amongst each other, so what does he mean by this? And then Jesus steps in, and this is the one parable that he fully interprets for them. He helps them break the components apart, and like we said yesterday, not getting lost in all those components, but explaining them to understand what the main purpose of the parable is, what he's trying to communicate. So this becomes our model for a hermeneutic or a principle of interpretation for understanding all of his parables. And the design of God's word, the Holy Spirit directed Mark to recount this whole story, so we kind of have a key. It's kind of a guide, so we're able to understand the rest of his parables.
One thing we have to remember is that we're a society that is hardly agrarian, and so it's not quite as natural to our ears to hear this. We may know about gardening, but most of us aren't farmers. We live in concrete villages, and it's a little tough. So all I'm saying here is that we need to stand back for a second and truly listen to what he is saying, and try to invade that world a little bit, apart from the world that we are used to today, which is so cut off from the land itself and from what he is saying here.
Right. It's a challenge to us as being communicators of God's word, is to understand it in the original context, but then to really think about, how do I retell it today so it lands in the vernacular, the everyday language of people around me, which involves smartphones and PCs and riding on a train and all of those aspects. We become the interpreters to the common world, because I think theology is and an understanding of God best happens in the vernacular of people's everyday language.
I really like that, and it's a message that we all have to learn who are in the Word, is that using the vernacular of our times will connect us to the world, but we have to be knowledgeable on how to do that. And sometimes it's very difficult to do that, and we sound like people that are just quoting from the Bible, and oftentimes that does not land on good soil.